This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail center to the post offices. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us today, from the Florida Panhandle, right up there where Friday he was a little bit wide awake, more than normal, because a tornado touched down a mile and a half away from him. It's Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Have you recouped from the shock?
Well, I got a little more sleep, let's put it that way.
Okay, all right, well, that's good. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
You got that.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we got to start with the big story of the weekend. You're calling it the Bucha Massacre. And when the Russians pulled out of Kiev, the village that was immediately outside of there, the first one of the city, well, it's a village, it was a small city called Bucha, about 400 people, their bodies have been found, some in a shallow grave and the others laying out on the street. And there may have been more than that killed there. They're still doing some checking and whatnot. But this is definitely the way they had some of these people with their hands tied behind their back and the way they shot them at close range. This is definitely the stuff that a war crime is made out of.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it should be noted, these are all civilians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this wasn't like they were captured prisoners of war, which also would have constituted war crimes under the Geneva Conventions, by the way.
Yep.
But, yeah, these were civilians. And the people who were tossed into a shallow grave, they weren't actually even properly covered up. So I'm not even sure if it constitutes a shallow grave. There were hands and feet which were tied together, you're poking through the clay there.
Yep, I saw.
That they call soil.
Yep.
An atrocity? Absolutely. It classifies as an atrocity. It classifies as war crimes. The pathetic thing about it is that unless people can actually go into Moscow after this whole thing is over and put hands on Vladimir Putin, the war crimes charge means nothing.
Right.
You know, it meant something after World War II because the Nazis and the Japanese had lost. and they had to unconditionally surrender. But Putin, if he decides to pull back the Donbass and say, okay, this is over, and we've quote-unquote liberated a held territory, and now we can stop fighting, he's not going to. What does he care that war crimes are committed? He'll deny he ordered it, and that'll need to be the end of it. You know, maybe sanctions will remain because of this, but he won't see justice.
No. And I don't think that he's going to pull back and quit, so to speak. I think he's regrouping right now for Plan B, whatever that is.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think the pullback to, it's the second stage, and we're just going in to secure Donbass and the regions that were ceded because they were, you know, they were being held. They were rebel territory to begin with, and we've just liberated them. That is BS. He's falling back to regroup, reman, re-strategize. This is not going to be over until he gets the ultimate goal of what he wants, and that's the reclaiming of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very least, it will be the removal of the government and a puppet government put in.
Uh-huh.
But I think, you know, this is, yeah, a strategic withdrawal. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we can only hope that if the Ukraine gets the type of armaments that they're asking for, and if NATO, some of the NATO countries get a little bit less stringent and say, okay, we're going to help you with this, this, and this, then he's going to be stuck with what he gets. But I believe Ukraine can hold their own in this if they get the equipment they need.
Oh, I believe too. But I just don't see any neighborly kind of peace happening with this.
No.
They're always going to have to watch their six where Vladimir Putin is concerned.
Yeah.
Because he's just not going to stop. He may wait for a while and give the guise of peace some credence. But, you're always going to have to sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially Poland, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're not sleeping easy.
No, they're not. All righty, hold that thought, Mr. Frank, because we're going to break right now. And, folks, when we come back from the break, more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that he has on his website. And I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised. That's UndergroundUSA.com. And we're coming right back right after these messages.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
You know, I know that guy. I know that guy. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that's just bought a brand new car, either a new Nissan or maybe a used vehicle. But it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors and accessories that you can dream of. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. As I told you, some of these cars, if they're in good shape, could be worth as much as 40% more than the book value right now. So upgrade your ride. Take advantage of these higher prices. And don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura, side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they're building a brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, that ought to be open in about a month or so. Don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Go right up to Sean when you get there in Newport Richey and say, the captain sent me. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. All right. Newport Richey is about 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa. And if you go up there, you can save thousands of dollars on the vehicle you purchase. All right. Let's get on over here. And Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have got, look at this. It's a weary traveler on the line. We've got Mary on the line here. Okay there, weary traveler.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, long travel. However, I have noticed that even though I haven't been listening for a while, my theory is the same on mainstream media. I think with the two big lies that have started the year, even going back to Benghazi and going back to election integrity and COVID, that I find it extremely hard to believe absolutely anything that I see on mainstream media, including Ukraine. None of it, from where it comes from, is believable anymore. All of it seems to be lies. So I don't know where you find the truth out there.
Question. How about the bodies and Buka yesterday?
Well, I believe that they could have been acting some of that. I have 11 pieces of paper that show where bioweapon labs were located in Ukraine. So Putin seems plausible to me. On the other hand, if you look at both sides of the coin, that he could have said, hey, I'm not going to have bioweapon labs near my border. That's plausible to me. When you see a boatload of lies out there, you don't know what to believe. It's a shame.
Who was running the labs, by the way?
The United States more than likely was funding them.
Well, who was in the labs? Who was running them? Yeah, you notice you haven't heard a lot about that?
Not quite sure. All I know is that if Putin said they're getting too close to his border, just like we did with Cuba, it seems plausible to consider that.
All right. That's, well, you should have been with me this weekend because there were a lot of people there that were talking on both sides of that. But let me get to Frank and we'll see what he has to say, okay?
Yes. Are you seeing people coming over the border on the TV? No. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Am I seeing people coming over the border? You mean our border?
No, she's talking about going into Poland.
Oh, yeah.
There were some reports on that about the pictures, people coming over the border. But she's got an incredibly valid point, and this is something that was done by design. The left did this by design. Who do you trust? You can't do it easily anymore. You've got to go and you've got to read from multiple sources and you've got to put your common points together to get the who, what, when, where, and how of things.
Yep.
You can't just listen to a narrative from your favorite, you know, your favorite website, your favorite news outlet. You have to look at the left, center, right, and then go overseas. When you've got the power to have, like, Google Translate, Bing Translate, and you can take whole websites from activist groups that are running for their lives now in Russia.
Yeah.
And you can translate that. Read it. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never take a story at face value. I look at a 360-degree type of look at it, pull out the common facts and say, well, everybody's reporting this, the people who are calling it a victory and calling it a defeat, chances are high, confidence is high that is a fact, a base fact in this story. And that's how you divine the truth. You trust no one, and you figure it out for yourself. The fact that we have to do that today is pathetic, but that's how you do it. And it takes time, and most people don't have that time. So they say, I don't know where to get my stuff. You got to put some work in on it. Now, the big point that I've been hammering home, and we've talked about this a few times, is the catalyst that Putin had for going in here. The biolabs could be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. The fact that a NATO country could be sitting on his border very well could have moved him to act on this. And the fact that NATO saber-rattled about, yes, you will be here, Yeah, it would be a little, from Putin's vantage point, it would be a little uncomfortable. It would be like communist China or the Russians putting in missile bases in Cuba. She's absolutely right. We went to almost went to nuclear war over this back in the 60s. So the catalyst, I think Putin's got, he's got a point, but you don't do it the way he's doing it.
No. Now,
and as far as the mass graves and everything is concerned, that's verifiable by Human Rights Watch, which doesn't normally kowtow to a narrative. And they have boots on the ground, and they interviewed people from these places.
You bet.
And that's been documented. So that's the knowledge you get when you look outside your comfort zone.
Yep. And I saw that, too, and that's how come I know that that mass grave that was there, that shallow mass grave, was totally legit. As disgusting as it looked like, but it's a sorry situation.
And when you get into foreign press and foreign NGOs, especially the ones that are not championed by the governments over there that do activism in the regions, you can see pictures from all kinds of different angles about this, not just the ones that were in the mainstream media.
Now, can you stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
Okay, because the reason I'm asking that is because I have a perfect example here of what Frank was talking about. Now, he has the undergroundusa.com website, and he puts out a nice little newsletter, Underground USA, on the weekend, and this is the Sunday Digest, you call it, right?
Right.
And I'm not going to give away what the story is, but when we come back, because I'm watching my clock here, when we come back, we are going to talk about Russian President Vladimir Putin and what is going on with him that may or may not explain some of his behavior, but still, the way that you got the information was exactly what you were telling Mary, and there's an example of it here, and we will talk about that. And I told Mary a while ago when she was telling me about, where do I go? I told her, I says, go to undergroundusa.com because you're gonna see totally researched information that's there that you're not going to find anywhere else, right?
Yeah, that's gone all the way back to New Media Journal, and before that, the rant.us.
I know.
I started with in 1998.
Yep.
It's always been a tagline, researched analysis.
And that's
opinion is wonderful, and it can be something that that can motivate people. But opinion based in unicorns and rainbows doesn't count for much. It's got to be based in fact, and you got to research your facts to make sure they're correct. We caught Reuters and AP back in the 2000s, back in the late 90s, falsifying pictures over in Palestine. You know, all in the Palestinian held territories.
And that's how I found you when you were on with Bill O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor because of what you were doing, because of the way you were doing it. Okay, well, hold that thought, Frank, and I'll be right back with more with Frank, and we're going to tell you something about Putin and company and expand on it when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian authorities are investigating possible war crimes by Russia after finding hundreds of executed bodies near Kyiv after Kremlin forces withdrew.
Bucha massacre is the
most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century. By what we've seen in Bucha and vicinity, we can conclude that Russia is worse than ISIS.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba in the town of Bucha, 23 miles northwest of Kyiv city center, Reuters reported seeing a man executed with his hands tied behind his back. Sacramento police are reporting Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence that killed six people and 12 were wounded. Police Chief Kathy Lester provided no information about the suspects or the motive for the shooting that happened a few blocks from the state capitol. All shooters remain at large. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Thanks very much, Jeff. By the way, I will be at the Village Inn this morning right after the radio show till about 7 o'clock. I'll get there about 6:15. It's the Village Inn on 4th Street North, just south of Gandy. Stop by. Jeff says he'll buy you the coffee. So there you go. All right. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That is a product that I've been taking for going on 7 years now. And I take it every day because of what it does for me. Now, over the weekend, I was on my feet a lot and walking around a lot. And both of my ankles over the weekend were swollen. So I had the Relief Factor I took to begin with, and I happened to look down at my shoe, and I realized I was having a problem. And I said, well, I guess I got to do it. And I took the second dose right there, and with about 20 minutes, the swelling went down. My feet behaved, and there you go. So that's what it does for me. I take it because it works, and it's because of the ingredients in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling and things. Now, it also lowers or eliminates the pain associated with the problem that you've got going on, and it'll go right to the source of the pain, too. Now, the best part about it is it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which has got enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway in it. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it comes in convenient little individual packets with the 4 capsules that are in there. Now, it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and that's what it takes to get it started. You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website, 1995. No club to join, no membership programs, none of that stuff. You just get the product, 1995, and away you go. And if you want to have it shipped to you after that, you'll be able to do that, and then you'll get the monthly supply instead of the three-week supply. But again, $19.95 is all it costs to get started. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. And again, I've told so many people, and you and I have been through this because you had the other website, and I was a contributor over there, and I really enjoyed, you know, when I'd write an article, it'd be something to get the people started, as you well know, to get them fired up, to get them fired up, and it always did. And that's what I do. That's what I've tried to do, is to inspire the people and give them something to look forward to instead of all this boo-hoo, way, can't do this, can't do that. Wrong person to say that to.
Well, all the people that I had that were contributors over there were experts in their fields.
Yep.
You know, we had Waleed Faris writing over there. We had Brigitte Gabriel writing over there.
Oh, yeah. And, Brigitte, the lovely Brigitte.
People who understood progressivism in the fifth column.
Mm-hmm.
My analysis was entered into the record several times for the House International Relations Committee and the Japan Center for Conflict Prevention.
Yep.
You know, we pioneered the first ever symposium series on the root cause of Islamofascist terrorism in the world, and educated people from coast to coast on what radical Islam and violent Islamofascism was.
Yep.
Did that all through the 2000s. So, you know, I don't like to crow about my bona fides. But, you know, they're on the website. If you really need to know who I am because you don't agree with what I have to say, which, hey, that's cool. I don't care.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take a look at who I am. But, you know, I rolled my bones. So.
And I am honored to call you my friend and honored to have this 20-year-long relationship because, I mean, to start with, we were kind of the ragtag, who's this guy, back and forth. And then people started to go, man, he's pretty good. You got to bring
everybody him back. Everybody was always, well, are you on Fox?
Yeah.
If you're not on Fox, then you don't know what you're talking about. And now we found out that, you know.
You were.
The Murdoch boys over there are doing the same thing that CNN did to just a lesser degree. It's just a big mill.
Yeah. Well,
so,
okay, I want to get in.
I was on the O'Reilly Factor. I one day we'll tell that story.
I know.
It's not all cracked up to me.
Well, I want to talk about the Russian Medical Watchdog Group that has now revealed data. And the name of the group is, and I'm going to butcher this, PRECT. The project, PROEKT, is that right? The project?
That's the way I read it, yeah.
Okay, well, they've revealed data suggesting that Vladimir Putin is being treated for thyroid cancer. Now, you take it from there because this is quite a story you wrote here.
Yeah, this is an organization that is kind of like a health watch. They started it when Putin got in. Remember, before Putin, you went through a series of Russian presidents.
Mm-hmm.
That got sick really quick and died.
Mm-hmm.
So this organization acts as a watchdog for the government, the leaders of the health of the leaders of government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've been doing. They're watching Putin for 23 years. And when you read what they have to offer, they've documented the comings and goings of the medical people who have touched Putin. In the last 63 days, he has been visited an inordinate amount of time by an oncologist who specializes in thyroid cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two other oncologists that have to do with cancers of the nose and the throat, which also point to the possibility for thyroid cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, you know, they're not declaring, he's got thyroid cancer, he's being treated for it. They're saying, hey, something's wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
There's red flags flying up here because you've got cancer specialists that specialize in that kind of cancer spending way much more time than they should be with the president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scientists, and they're all three of these scientists, and their names are in the article, are tops of their field for Russians when it comes to thyroid cancer. So the question needs to be asked. Kremlin's denying it. Of course they will. They don't want to be able to telegraph that he's got an illness. But if this is true, and I have no reason not to believe this organization, they've been truthful and accurate throughout their longevity, it throws in another reason why Putin's making the move and why he made the move and why he's willing to go all in when the world's saying don't do it. He doesn't have to care about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Now, Trump made a phone call back couple years ago to then-President Zelensky, in which he asked Zelensky to simply have the diligence in enforcing the laws of his country where the grifting Biden family clan was concerned, because Mr. Biden was using his influence to pressure the Justice Department to target a private citizen who happened to be a political rival.
Yeah, and now you've got, you've got Biden literally lobbying the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland. He said in private conversations with him, and this was leaked by people who are in his inner circle, imagine that, a leak coming out of the White House.
Oh, yeah.
That he wants to see Donald Trump prosecuted. Well, that's not how you talk to the Attorney General if you're the President of the United States. You say, I would like to see an investigation into this issue, and you need to follow where it leads. But you don't walk in and say, I want to see him prosecuted, figure out how to make the case.
Right.
That's creating political, political persecution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not the way we do things here in the United States. It's the way they do things in communist China. It's the way they do things in Moscow. But it's not the way we do things here in the United States, or at least it shouldn't be. And this should be a much bigger story than it is.
Yeah.
Because if you imagine if Donald Trump would have said, I want to see him prosecuted. He campaigned saying, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up.
Sure.
But he didn't walk into the Attorney General's office and say, now you figure out a case against her and make it happen.
Nope.
You know, so if it would have been Trump, he would have been impeached a 14th time.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're right. You're right. And, by the way, George the Godfather saying good morning. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Good morning, Mr. George.
Yep. He says you got a great article, as always, on Underground. He reads it.
No, I appreciate his patronage, and he's got good taste. That's
yep, you're right. Now, finally, an energy expert has warned that tapping into the oil reserves will not help U.S. gas prices, as Mexico is now cracking down on the U.S. border crossers that are going over to buy cheap Mexican gas.
Yeah, and what was the catalyst for this? All the taxes that California puts on a gallon of gas.
A dollar a gallon is the excise tax.
Yeah, this is a lack of foresight. You're going to have people push people to do that.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you on Friday. Have yourself a great few days, and we'll be back.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yes, indeedy, and we did lock it in, and we did join the Captain's Army, but we also need to do something else here. Let me see if I got it. We need to do this if I can find it, and I think I found it. So let's play this for a second. And we'll get this out there, too.
Coming up, Patrick Hyland, your sports quarterback and Medicare coach on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Stay tuned.
All righty, and here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback, who was Sports Zoning it yesterday. And I think you were right about one of your predictions.
There's a few things that we got right yesterday, which is always a good thing to do. it's nice and fun when you're right, not wrong, to say the least. NASCAR, Denny Hamlin vaults to his first NASCAR Cup victory of the year at Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to him. That's the first time that team has won since 2021 in Talladega.
So Joe Gibbs.
So that's good. Nice things happen there. We have the UNC playing, Kansas tonight. And that happened about 50 plus years ago, Captain, 60 plus years ago.
Yep.
Not too many times two colleges meet in the final game. And it's only happened about half a dozen times, twice. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool when teams meet again. And people, this was way before a lot of people's history, but you'll remember, Captain, who's the most famous Kansas basketball player of all time?
Oh, wait a minute. Geez. It's on the tip of my...
Now...
Is it the big center?
Big center, you got it, Cap.
George... Yeah. Was it George Mikan?
No. That's funny because he was in the same era with Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
100 points in one game in pro ball in the NBA. He was a heck of an athlete. He was a great volleyball player, too. People don't realize. And Kansas.
Yeah.
Don't hear much about them, but they're back in it. And we've had a good basketball program off and on for the last 20 years.
Sure.
And they'll play for tonight. But is UNC destined after beating Duke and just turning it on the last 6 weeks of the year? They're hot, and that's always tough to do. So we'll see. Then on a sad note, there in the Carolinas, South Carolina, stifles UConn for a second national championship. And that's not the sad part. The sad part is the way they handle themselves before the national anthem.
I thought
we were over that happen.
I was really disappointed when I saw that. Yep.
Yeah. And it's just, it needs to stop.
Yeah.
There's just no need for it. It's not the time or the place. It's already been determined. Let's do it the right way.
All right, let me run something up here up the flagpole about football. Frank Gore, remember him?
Oh, great ball player.
After 16 NFL seasons, he's going to sign a one-day contract with his old team, the San Francisco 49ers, so he can retire and probably go into the Hall of Fame as a San Francisco 49er.
Yeah, that's why, because that's where he had his most touchdowns, his most yardage. He played at the University of Miami his college career, and he also got to play for the Dolphins for a little bit. He finished out with the Jets a couple years ago, and he realizes it's time, and he's had a great career.
Hey,
congratulations to Frank Gore.
Hey, Patrick, somebody said, I can help make you a better team. Who was that?
Over the weekend. Oh, please.
I'm serious.
I know. We wouldn't be talking about a wide receiver who lost it up there in New York, would we? With the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
We're talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, we're talking about
I can help make you a better team.
Okay. And when's the last time you played? And then the last time you played, you weren't at the top level. Now, is he probably as good as some backups and maybe the bottom 10 starters? He's probably equal, possibly, but he hasn't played in 5 years.
He's not looking to be a backup, though. It says right here in the story he wants to be a starting quarterback.
Well, good luck with that. The bottom line is you're not that good for the drama you bring to the table.
That's correct.
Why nobody's bringing the back. Now, if he didn't have the drama, he'd still be playing. Or if he was something special, a Matt Ryan who's still playing and going to the Colts.
Yep.
If he was equivalent to a Deshaun Watson with all his problems going to the Cleveland Browns, guess what? If you're in the top 10, Captain, they'll take the drama. You're not in the top 10 quarterbacks, these franchises don't need that. You're the face of the franchise as the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to go.
Yeah.
Speaking about the face of golf, Tiger Woods, he's a game-time decision for the Masters. When we speak Wednesday, we'll know really by then if he can do it. He should, I'm sure he'll play 9 holes today, Captain, weather permitting. He'll play 9 holes tomorrow. Wednesday, he'll either play in the par 3 or get out there and play another 9 holes. And then he'll be able to either go Thursday or not. You'll know if you have it, if his leg can sustain walking, for 4 days and playing on one of the toughest courses, known to man.
By the way, did you have money on the Washington Nationals yesterday?
No, I did not. No, they didn't.
Albert Pujols made his return for the St. Louis Cardinals. And all that we can remember was the score of the baseball game was 29-8. St. Louis won over the Washington Nationals, 29-8.
good old preseason baseball. We'll start training baseball. That's funny you bring up baseball, because this Thursday will be the first pitch for a lot of teams, and I want to hope they have a good baseball season. I'm glad they worked it out.
You bet.
I wish they would have to do that, but at least they'll start this year, and I'm looking forward to a good baseball year. A lot of stories in the NFL. It's just been a very story-filled
season.
Yes, sir.
So in hockey, are we going to have the Panthers who clinched their division?
Oh.
And the Lightning playing each other here?
That could happen, number one. Number two, let's suppose the Florida Panthers, the way they're hot, the way Lightning were hot last year, win it all. How crazy would that be, Captain? Two Florida teams win the Stanley Cup back-to-back, and now,
yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. And if that were to happen, okay, now down there in South Florida, they could claim that they've held the trophy up now in every major sport if the Panthers could win it. They've won what they need. The Marlins won and the Dolphins have won the title. So,
we got to talk about Tiger Woods real quick here before we run out of time. We got about 30 seconds. Tiger Woods is going to give it a go or try anyway?
Yeah, he's going to give it a shot, Cap. We will know. Game time decision for the Masters, on Thursday. So we shall see how that plays out. And I wish him well. And speaking about that, J.J. Spahn wins the Valero Texas Open. Congratulations to J.J. Spahn. That gets him into the Masters. And it'll be his first time, his first win.
All righty. Well, we got to run, so tell us what we need to know here.
Hey, folks, if I can be of any help to you with any insurance needs, any veterans benefits, there's a lot of things you're all entitled to. I try to design programs to help out the veterans and also the civilians with any type of insurance needs, from Medicare to life insurance. And it'll be like I've helped out the captain. So please give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Howley, and we'll talk Wednesday. God bless you, Captain, and America.
All right. Thanks a lot, Patrick. Okay, Patrick Hyde on the Insurance Quarterback Sports Zone. Check it out on Facebook. Go over to the group, the Sports Zone, and follow them over there. It's the best way to do that. Now, I'll be over this morning at the Village Inn on North 4th Street. That's 4th Street North, just south of Ganey Boulevard. If you come down 4th Street, it's going to be south of Gandy on the left about, I think it's after the second traffic light. It'll be on the left down there. Yeah, after the second traffic light, be down on the left. You'll see it, the Village Inn. So anyway, that's all we got for today. I'll see you tonight with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. We are the bosses of applesauce. They work for us. And by the way, special shout out and a special thanks to the Let's Go Brandon Rally folks for the way they treated me over the weekend. Really appreciate it. God bless America, everybody. And I'll see you at the Village Inn in a little while. Take care.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.